Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most biased podcast network.
Just a quick disclaimer, we are not medical doctors, therapists, or dietitians, so please check with an allied health professional before making any changes.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Super Gym Friends. I'm Adam.
I'm Trent.
And I'm Zach.
And this week in lifting,
Fitness Myths Part 2.
How could anyone have guessed that was what was going to happen? By looking at the episode title? I would assume not.
How would you know what the episode title was going to be?
I can't
if
read.
I didn't say it, Adam.
That's fair. I wasn't having a go at you. I was just making a joke.
Well, I took it as a personal attack.
Well, if you want, I will continue the personal attack so that it's consistent throughout the show.
Please do.
Children.
I would feel like it's not a Sans Pants show if there's not like subtle bullying going on between hosts.
It is our brand.
It's very on brand. Oh my God.
Anyway, Fitness Myths Part 2, you idiot.
Okay, so. Oh.
Couldn't have fit it all in the one part.
Funny. Is it bad that I didn't even notice that you said it until you started laughing?
I guess it depends.
It's just water off a duck's back at this point.
I guess it depends.
The culture in this company is just awful.
Yeah.
God.
You nincompoop.
I love, like, reintroducing child slurs. That sounds weird. No, but, like, slurs that you use in, like, a playground as a kid. Just, like, calling somebody, like, a butt face. Because it's, like, it's just, you don't actually want to hurt them. But you're, like, no, what you said, that was a dumb thing to say. So I'm not going to try and say something actually mean. But I want you to know that. I'm also not going to be nice.
Rumble guts was a common one within my family.
What?
Rumble guts within my family.
Oh, like
specific.
When somebody's grumpy?
Silly
yeah,
sausage?
Yeah.
Silly sausage was my dad.
Oh, silly sausage.
Yeah.
That seems too cute to be like an insult or anything.
Not
like
a goddamn silly sausage.
Yeah. And I like Suki Lala. Calling someone a Suki Lala? Oh, yeah. Nothing better.
I think on like in a similar way, like a similar note to Suki Lala is whenever somebody's complaining about something, just being like, oh, just in the fridge, there's a can of cement.
God, I hate that one.
Oh, yeah.
Have a little...
Right?
That and harden the fuck up pills.
That one's way more overt, though.
Yeah.
I think the beauty of can of cement is that most people don't get it. And then you actually get when they're like, what do you mean? And then that's when you got them. That's when you get the opportunity to explain.
I'm all the way around. I prefer the cement one. It just feels like I'm having a conversation with someone's dad and they think they're really funny.
Yeah. It was a line
I feel
that
like
I heard
that's
many...
most conversations that people have with me.
Yeah.
Because I am very much like, at least my humor is very much that of a dad. And
sure.
I am so proud of it.
Sure.
Whenever I think more people should take on the mindset of when you make a joke, don't do it to make other people laugh. Do it to make yourself laugh.
Here's the trick though. A dad joke is fun if no one laughs and you're not expecting anyone to laugh. But the cement joke, I feel... Like,
oh,
when
no,
I'm
just
having
to annoy
that
the shit out of people.
Well, no, I feel like they're expecting me to laugh, and I'm like, I don't think this is funny, and it's
no.
a dad joke, so it shouldn't have to be funny.
I think it's just to kind of cut like a wound up kid's like momentum.
Maybe,
it's just that I felt like every time that got dropped on me, it got dropped on me a lot as a kid.
Really?
I was a Suki little Lala.
Suki Lala. Suki Lala.
So I got a lot of that. So it would stop my momentum to go even further, and I'd be like, Oh, yeah, okay. I'm like, pout my lips and we'll go off.
I think, like, for me, at least my use of it, the utility of that is just to annoy the person further.
Sure.
You know?
Is this the first fitness myth, by the way?
Yeah, yeah, this is the first fitness myth. Fitness myth. This is your first
fitness myth.
No, the actual first fitness myth is that you need to eat clean to lose weight. So...
Yeah.
Ooh, hell yeah. Dirty eating. This is a pro dirty eating podcast.
There was some reactions from the crowd. What was that sort of reaction about?
I just thought about going to KFC for lunch, really.
This myth kind of comes
from...
You
need a buddy, by the way, for KFC?
Oh, join me, please.
No,
you encouraged it.
Yeah.
No.
You said it's fine.
Like that, episode of the like that episode of The Simpsons where Lisa doesn't want everyone to recycle because Mr. Burns
Silence,
is evil.
Children.
And everyone's like, but you told us, Lisa.
Silence. Okay. So, I guess this myth comes from the point of view that, like, of dieting and ultimately eating clean will make a diet easier in a lot of ways. Clean foods are normally less calorically dense. With less calorically dense foods means you have higher volume, so you're going to feel, typically will make you feel more full. They're also less, so they're not what's called like hyperpalatable foods, which are like your really sugary, salty sort of foods. They're hyperpalatable, so they're very like moreish. So eating clean will, in a lot of ways, help make dieting and losing fat easier. However, it's not necessary. You don't have to do it. So where this comes from is what's called like a flexible dieting approach, where when we have the understanding of a caloric deficit, which we briefly discussed last episode, but if you really want to learn more about it, go into the first, the second to fifth episode. We touch on it, but particularly that second episode, all it comes down to for losing fat is being in a caloric deficit where we eat less calories than our body burns. So with that knowledge, as long as if we eat as much KFC as we want, but not more than what our calories are for the day, our deficit calories are, then we'll continue to lose weight because the body is going to be, it still needs more energy. Calories are just a unit of energy. And so it hasn't been given enough energy. Therefore, it's going to require burning fat to make up for that deficit. So it is definitely something that can be done. You can have ice cream and lose weight. You can have chocolate and lose weight, but you'll have to have it in much smaller portions than you might want. And it also might leave you quite hungry in the rest of your day. So I guess with that in mind, a more practical approach to this sort of concept is just because you're on a diet doesn't mean that you can never have fun foods or never have these hyperpalatable foods. But because you can lose weight while consuming them. However, the best way to go about it is to have it in more controlled dosages, like just not going nuts, not going too overboard and just using it as like a treat. So like, I think a good way to think about it is 90% of the diet is clean, 10% is fun foods.
Don't get the family box, get the regular meal.
Yeah.
I can't stop thinking about hoeing down into some KFC.
Yeah, right, I'm thinking about it too. Yeah.
But like, I've not stopped. Yeah.
Look, you can do it as well, as long as it fits your macros. It's essentially what it comes down to is, does it fit your macros? Is
yeah,
it
always does, yes, correct.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%. Everything in life, does it fit your macros?
Oh, no, I mean KFC will fit my macros. Oh. Yeah. Oh. The ones I get set for myself, yes.
Sure. We don't need to eat clean to lose fat.
Sure.
But it does make it easier. So the other one is going to be one that is a little bit, not like deliberately targeted you or wrote this.
Oh, yeah.
When the fitness,
Trent, by the way.
He just turned his chair slightly towards me.
When the fitness community was working this out, they had Trent in mind.
Oh, yeah, they definitely did. No, when I wrote this, I don't even know if, like, wrote the show notes for today. I don't even know if we had you as a host already, but essentially, like, the other one is carbs are the enemy. That is definitely a fitness myth.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so we've talked a little bit about yourself and your keto experience, but the whole, like, just as a quick recap, like, what is keto for the listeners?
Keto is basically a very low-carb diet, keeping to 20 grams of carbs. And yeah, I think you
can help me visualize this. What is 20 grams of carbs? What is that in a single item? What do we know that has 20 grams of carbs in it?
I think like a piece of bread, you'd be over.
A piece of bread
A piece of bread would be too much.
Wow.
One, and a serving is two pieces of bread.
It's really small.
You know, it's tiny amount, yeah.
So you'd have to fold the sandwich over and just stuff everything in the middle.
Yeah, pretty much, yeah. I had wraps.
And then it'd be over.
I had these wraps, and they were still half of my my carb content for the day. And I tried to save my carbs for broccoli.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think you know the more technical terms to it, but yeah, it's just like a high fat, low carb diet.
Mm-hmm.
And it just kind of kicks the fat off you, doesn't it? Would that be right?
Not really. It essentially is just like, it's putting the body into the state of ketosis, which is where it's using, essentially in the body regularly, carbs are our most usable form of nutrient for energy production. Quick energy production. So not at rest. At rest, fat is the most used. But essentially, when we starve the body of carbs for an extended period of time, it will then start to go into the process of ketosis, which is where fat then becomes the most usable form of energy for exercise.
Yeah.
But we don't have to do that. And it's keto is not the means to weight loss.
Like keto is not neato.
Keto is neato for some people, though. 100%.
Okay. It works. It kind of reset my dieting habits. I don't snack as much in between my meals.
That's good.
I'm not saying it's because of that, but
I feel like I'm currently on a diet as well for an allergy thing because I'm trying to work out what my body is allergic to, basically, food-wise. And there's a diet called the FODMAP diet where you cut out, I think FODMAP, each of the different letters stands for something. It's fructose, oligos, dairy, or M is something, A, P, sure. I don't know what the map stands for.
So sounds like a Pokemon.
It does. It does.
It really does.
Turns out it's mostly garlic and onions.
Huh.
But yeah, and as an Italian, having to cut out garlic and onions.
Oh, that is brutal.
Yeah, it was not fun. But yeah, I feel like the being on the FODMAP diet has really fucking cut down on my snacking as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I go meal to meal.
You can't have anything.
Yeah, I go meal to meal quite easily now. It's cool. Yeah.
I think there's two things to it. So 100%, like you are limiting the amount of foods. This is the same thing with keto. When you limit the foods that you can eat, your options are like less varied and therefore you can kind of, you're just going to be taking away some foods which you might normally eat. So you're like, oh, I can't eat this because I'm on this specific diet. Well, I'm not going to have anything. The bigger thing, I think, and this is something that every single person with a specific diet and why I think vegan and vegetarianism is so common for people to use it as a weight loss thing, is because any sort of specific diet is going to get you much more aware and focused on what you're eating.
Yeah.
Where if you don't have anything, any specific dietary requirements, then you're just going to eat whatever for most people, will just eat whatever they want.
Sure.
But if you're already having to think about, are there carbs in this food? You're already thinking about your food. Or if you have to think about like, is this FODMAP? You're thinking about like, does it have any of the nutrients that I'm not meant to have or any of the types of food that I'm not meant to have?
Sure.
And with that initial focus, then you kind of naturally carry that into more quality of food, more like, have I eaten too much today? And so it does kind of, that's part of why keto works 100%.
Yeah.
It's part of why, I think it's even bigger in like the vegetarian vegan community, where it's not that like meat is going to stop you from getting, is going to cause fat and take away meat is going to stop you from getting fat. It's just that you have a lot more food focus. You're a lot more aware and you are already putting in steps to have a healthier diet, or you're having a very conscious step to do it. So taking the next step into like making it a weight loss diet is not as big as going from nothing to a weight loss diet.
Sure. What I've found as well is that I understand what different foods do to me.
Yep.
I felt like, because I didn't do sugar because sugar's carbs. Yeah.
Sugar is a very potent form of carbs.
I felt like now when I have a cookie, I feel like one cookie will give me that rush that a whole roll of Oreos
sugar
used to do.
Sugar rush.
Yeah, that sugar rush. I feel I know what That's caffeine does to me now.
Ralph reference.
I felt like, what caffeine does to me.
Caffeine's nuts.
When you're kind of going into a calorie deficit or the, when I was doing keto, I just found really what caffeine would do to my body and how it would pep me up. And and then understanding what a piece of bread would do to my body. I know, bloating. I felt like bread makes me bloat. I know.
Yeah.
You might be gluten intolerant, my friend.
Yeah, well, possibly. Are we all a little bit?
I don't know. I've heard that with dairy. Like, I know we're not, like, humans aren't really meant to have dairy. Mm. Like, cow's milk is not actually that good for us. Mm. We're all a little bit low-level allergic to dairy.
Okay, yeah.
Some people more so than others.
I would be skeptical of that. Like, we all have the lactase. Well, people who aren't lactose intolerant will have the lactase enzyme. So their body's literally made to break down lactose.
Oh, I'm saying milk. Cow's milk.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I've heard, well, look, maybe I'm wrong.
I'd be skeptical at that point.
I'm a Google.
I'm not saying I'd like.
Yeah. I'm a Google it.
I'd be skeptical.
Why you Google? But I also found what I'm meal at KFC does to you, and also what a steak
we
and
always knew what KFC did. We didn't care.
But what a plate of broccoli and chicken, home cooked chicken will do to you instead of, and how it makes me feel. And, like I said, is that maybe necessarily not for me. It was maybe being full for longer. That was my issue, or that's not my issue now. It's more the fact is I just feel more. I don't know. I feel
aware.
Yep. Yeah. Alertness. Aware. Let's go with aware.
Yeah. You're just very conscious of the food and what it's doing to your body.
And I just understand my food a little bit more too. So it's nice.
Yeah. It's great. And man, we'll talk about caffeine on another episode because I think that's a topic, that's an entire episode to go into. But once you go off caffeine and you have it again,
I've heard about that stuff.
It hits hard. Yeah. It's nuts. My God. Love it. Yeah, so carbs are not the enemy. And I think this is something that it's both in the keto community. Obviously, the whole diet is based around not eating carbs, but also people outside of it, when there's this really deep association from a Gen Pop sort of group that, if you need a diet, I need to cut my carbs, which is just so not the case. For our whenever we're exercising, and I think all diets should be accompanied with some form of exercise. I think everybody should be exercising, whether they're dieting or not. But particularly if you are trying to have any sort of health outcome due to a diet, you should definitely be exercising. Carbs are our usable form of energy for exercise. They're broken down quite quickly. They're just so potent as an energy source. And to go, okay, cool, I'm going to start a diet, which most people accompany that with a new exercise routine. And you're going, cool, I'm going to start this diet and then limit my amount of the nutrients, which is going to benefit me doing this new exercise routine. It's like, no, this is a terrible idea. We want to be consuming carbs because they're so good for us. There's a reason that our body wants, there's a reason that we eat the three nutrients of carbohydrates, fats, and protein. It's because our body needs all three. It requires them. And so to just be like, no, this is the enemy. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. And I think, reintroducing carbs back into my diet, I was so fearful I was just going to kick it back on. I thought, as soon as I come back in, here I'm going to blow up like a balloon. And so I yo-yoed off it. I came on and off it because I was just so fearful. But I've been off it for a while now.
I think a smart reintroduction of, I wouldn't just go nuts as soon as you come off keto. Sure. I think a slowly reintroducing is probably going to be the best thing for the body.
Yeah.
Even if you don't, whatever.
Yeah.
You can be more than fine.
But I bloated, but then I've stayed the same. And so it's not something to fear so much. I think to go off keto, you should just take off the things. It's just understanding your food a bit more. That's why I came off it.
100%.
Yeah, that's a positive of it. Yeah. Don't go for the carbs. Don't worry about your carbs. Try and take away the positive diet, the positive understanding your foods.
Yeah. I think it's just frustrating for me. You see in pop culture media, I think it was in Mean Girls, it was said, where it's no, carbs are the enemy. It's no, they're just not. And it's,
I don't think a lot of people are getting their dieting advice from Mean Girls though.
No. But it's an example of how this sort of message is spread to people in just non-fitness communities, non-health and fitness communities, that this is where they're whether it's through one thing or another, this sort of information is being constantly reinforced.
Sure.
And so it is going to weave its way into your subconscious, and you're going to start to associate with carbs as a negative thing.
But there's good carbs and bad carbs, correct?
There's no such thing.
There's no such thing. So, it's
all just chemicals.
Okay.
They're all there's just no carbs, such thing.
Yeah, because I always hear like, oh, you're getting your good carbs, or you're getting, oh, that's bad carbs.
Like, there's no good or bad nutrients. It's weird to put like a judgment on it.
Bad nutrients.
Yeah,
bad.
Exactly. 100%. Like that, it just, there are things which our body's going to react to more positively for certain outcomes. It really comes down to what your goal is. And so saying like sugars are bad or refined, well, I hear the claim sugar is bad a lot, which that should be a fitness myth within itself.
Yeah, I was having this chat literally yesterday with Cass. We were both just like speculating. Neither one of us really knew. Here at the office, we have next to the coffee machine, we've got like the blue agave syrup or whatever it is. And Cass was saying that because it's like not refined or something like that, it's easier on you.
Maybe the thing is like it, once again, everything comes down to like what your goal is. So ultimately if the goal is to have a quick boost of energy for your day and you want to do that through like food, you know, have some sugars. It's going to boost your energy. There is utility to foods like that. So for people who go for really long workouts, there's something called like intra-workout nutrition, which is essentially like in the middle of your workout, people will like bust out some of like a small bag of like proper sugar-filled like gummy bears or lollies.
I hear some of the UFC fighters when they're training, they like drink a Pepsi. Oh, I know. I heard during one of the boxing matches recently, it's just like they, after training, they'll have a Coke or a Pepsi. I don't know who it was, but I just heard it.
Yeah, when I go hiking, I'll have a Scrag bag. I don't know if it has other names in other places, but yeah, like Scrag, a little bag of nuts, dried berries,
Trail Mix is probably what's
Trail
more,
Mix, yeah, it's a common name, yeah. I like calling it a Scrag bag.
So do I. That is the best name. and it's because having this like quick, like sugar is going to be a fast released, or at least refined sugars are going to be fast released energy or like carbs in the body. So it's going to give you that quick boost. So they all nutrients will have utility in the body. Mm. It just depends on the goal. There is no such thing as like a bad nutrient. It's just your use of it, whether it's excessive, whether it's for, and like how you feel about that use, which is going to give it that label of good or bad. And to be clear, when it comes to sugars, there's a lot of different sugars. Like anything that their chemical name ends in an ose, I'm pretty sure, like correct me if I'm wrong, but I'm pretty sure everything that ends in an ose is a sugar.
Glucose, yeah. Fructose.
Lactose, so milk has sugars
in it. Ugliose.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
What's that one?
It's one of the FODMAP things. Oh, it's okay. The O.
Yeah,
I think it's found in garlic and onions, as we stated previously. Yeah.
But with that idea of like sugars being bad, which like I don't know if you guys remember or saw like That Sugar film. It was like a documentary called
No,
That Sugar
You've
Film.
Mentioned this before, though, I think.
This was one that was like showed to us in high school, and my parents got like super big kick on it. Where like everybody in their life, they were like, you need to watch this. And I feel like it's just any sort of, any sort of food documentary, they all come from, they have such a big agenda. It is.
Sure.
It's fucking insane.
So,
and it just has all of the problem with most of them, or basically all that I've seen, is it's very unnuanced. And so That Sugar Film was like, no, sugar is bad. And it's like, no, sugar's great. There is like, you can have chocolate in minor dosages and it can just be, it tastes good. We want to have, live a fulfilling life. We want to enjoy these things. Fruit.
Chocolate does give a fulfilling life. I do agree.
Right? But like fruit has fructose in it.
Sure.
That is sugar. If we're saying we're not allowed to have sugar, then that, you're cutting out fruit. Same thing as vegetables.
Sorry. On that, yeah. So like people always say, it's just like, go for the piece of fruit instead of the Oreo.
Mm-hmm.
What is there a difference? Is it slow release, or is it like, I always hear it's like, oh, if you have a piece of fruit, that sugar will release slower over time, and then if you have a cookie, oh, you'll get.
I've heard that as well. Yeah,
yeah, I that's what I've.
It's mainly in like the dosages. So like the amount of sugar in fruit is going to be lower than the amount of sugar in a lolly or like Oreo or whatever it is. Different foods will have different nutrient timing. So one of the things that I recommend to everybody when they like ask me about like, what should I eat before I train? The best recommendation that I give is an hour and a half before you start lifting or any sort of training, have a source of slow release carbohydrates.
Excuse me.
So that will be oats, pasta, rice, things like that. Hour and a half before training, that will give you this like prolonged, steady release of energy, as well as a piece of fruit. Mm-hmm. Or something like a little bit more sugary, where this gives you this quick boost when you start, about like an hour and a half before you start training. And then those slow release carbs will help keep you that consistent energy for the rest.
Yeah, a little fun fact, you'll find that tennis players, when they're playing a game, like will have those sugar boosts, like because of the quick release in a game. So they get like, you know, 5 minutes of like, you know, of like really that high sugar. You get the high you get from sugar.
Yeah.
So you, if you're going through a 3 hour tennis game, they get that boost. And that's why you see them like chewing on like the lollies, or they have the gels, like they're all.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, what? God. Yeah. Like I remember like going mountain bike riding a few years ago, and just like one of my mates who I was going with, he's a bit of a weirdo, but love him. He's really into his cycling, and he got super into the community, and they all have these like cycling gels.
Yeah, yeah.
And those things.
It feels like a thing that they excrete, not a thing that they purchase. What's a cycling gel?
Yeah, so actually they get Neil Armstrong. You know how he lost one of his testicles?
Yeah.
They actually like milk it.
Yeah.
And then package that.
Oh, there'd be a lot of you steroids
sucked me on that one.
Yeah. It's giving. You were like, what?
Neil Armstrong? What?
Oh my god! No. Essentially, it's.
Oh wait, you did say Neil Armstrong. Yeah. That's right. Hang on a minute.
He said Neil Armstrong.
Isn't that the cycle?
No, it's Lance Armstrong.
Oh, shit. Whoops.
How dare you slander Neil Armstrong, first man
on the moon. Come on.
Sorry, Lance. Sorry, Neil. Sorry, not sorry, Lance.
Don't
sorry,
say
Neil.
Sorry, he's dead. He can't hear you.
He's listening. I know.
Apologize to, I don't know, his family.
I'm sorry to the estate of
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong.
Neil Armstrong. What a great last name.
Oh, yeah. It's good.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why, but I've seen some cyclist YouTube videos, and I don't know why I have. I just know I have, but they always cut to them having a break off their bike, having a gel pack.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like,
and essentially all those gels are is just.
Wait,
this
what is this
really
gel? You still not explained it.
It's like this, you get it in like a plastic tube, and it's like this mush, and it tastes awful, and it's just like sugar mush. It's like this really quick release of like carbs. And because it's like packaged and branded
so
in a particular
way. So
it's
like a slurry.
Way,
just have a lolly at that point.
Yeah, no, literally like you would get the same effect by having lollies. Yeah. No, it's not like a Soylent Green. No, it doesn't have people in it.
Well, you don't know that.
Okay, fair point.
You were just saying it as Lance Armstrong.
No, that was obvious. That was a joke. Duh. yeah, so it's just like this sugar paste. And sure. And just because it's marketed in a particular way, people think it's like good for you or more palatable. But it's the same thing as, yeah, like you're saying, as having lollies. And these things aren't necessarily bad. You just have to look at the utility and where it's going to fit in with your diet itself.
So can I ask a question? Do you happen to know on the efficacy of different fruits? Because I was always curious as to why, because I did footy, Australian rules football, for 1 year because my dad forced me to.
Oranges?
Yeah, oranges. What the fuck? Why is oranges the only option?
I just think it's like, I think that's like a cultural thing.
That's bullshit.
It's just like everybody knows that you have oranges at.
I hate that.
Oranges as a snack between a game.
I could not stand oranges as a kid, and I'm not a big fan as an adult. And I hated that the only snack option was oranges.
Did you not have snakes?
What? No. I mean, oranges, like at the canteen, I suppose.
No, you do oranges at first and three-quarter time and snakes at halftime.
Never did that. Damn. Never had snakes. I think because we were, when I was a kid, it was kind of more of the height of the sugar pandemic.
Yep. Yeah. Sugar propaganda.
Yeah. Anti-sugar. Yeah.
There's no such thing as like a good or a bad fruit. And I guess it's like some will be what you're kind of like alluding to is, well, obviously personal preference will make it good or bad for you.
Sure. Yeah.
But like, at least as a more like for everybody generalized term, there will be what that kind of mindset of good or bad fruits comes from is some will be more will have a higher sugar concentration than others.
Sure.
It doesn't make it good or bad, but it just will have more of a
bad
nutrient
fruit
that some
bad
people don't want.
Down.
Yeah. So another myth is this one comes from like the more bro-y community, but this is where you should lift more every session. So you should be like lifting heavier every single session, which
slow
is
incremented improvement or whatever.
Not even that. It's just like, it's not even that nuanced. It's just something where people are like, look, if you're not pushing more, then you're like failing. You're like, something's wrong. And it's one of these things where progress is never going to be linear. Progress is always nonlinear. You will have fluctuations up and down. You will have days where you will be more tired, days where you will be more rested, days where you are stressed. And just some days where for no apparent reason you're a little bit stronger and some days where you're a little bit weaker. And strength in itself or any sort of like accruement of adaptations in the body,
what we like to call sometimes is the Joel Zammon effect. Joel Zammon.
What?
He likes to push him. Look, hey.
Oh,
you maybe,
yeah.
You've
yeah,
not
I
worked out
you.
With
no,
him
I
for as long
you.
As I have. The boy liked to push himself.
Yep. Yeah, and that's the exact mindset of like this, oh, no, I did this last time. I need to be better. And it's like, no, sometimes strength, the best thing you can do is actually drop the weight back a little bit. Sure. Start training with high reps. Start doing things in different ways. Change up your structure. And this whole mindset of like, you should be lifting heavier every session, it's just not feasible. And all adaptations of the body are going to be nonlinear. We're going to have diminishing returns, which essentially means that the adaptations or like the rate of growth and development when you first start is going to be so much quicker than the rate of development after a year, which is also after a year is going to be quicker after 2 years, and same thing for 3 years. And so to say that we need to be pushing things harder and harder every single session is just not correct. So taking a bit more of a nuanced approach, taking a holistic approach to our training and being like, no, we got to give our bodies recovery as well. And we've got to understand that these things don't just happen. We have to work hard, but we often have to be smart about it. Yeah, we don't always just need a
smart and consistent.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Consistency is absolutely key. Without consistency, you'll get nowhere.
Of course.
So another one kind of tied in with intensity wise is that if you're not feeling DOMS, then you didn't work hard enough to really have any adaptations occur. So DOMS, for those of you who don't know, stands for delayed onset muscle soreness. And so this is something you've recently started talking about where
I love it.
You came from like, so Trent, you came from a cardio background where you will feel the body in a very particular way, but now you've started lifting weights.
Yeah.
What's that like the different feeling?
So I felt cardio was almost an instant but shorter term I felt, more short term, and I feel like weightlifting is definitely more longer term. I feel like 2 or 3 days later on, like I feel like I feel my body's warm. I don't know. I feel like a warmth just constantly to my body that, and I feel
that's love.
But yeah, I feel there's a slight soreness to my muscles kind of constantly.
Yeah, 100%. So this is that warmth is essentially what you do during a weightlifting session, which is a little bit different than during some like cardio or aerobic work, is that we're creating these microfiber tears microfiber tears in the muscle tissue. So essentially like we're breaking the muscle in certain ways. And in order for that recovery to occur, we need to let it heal back up. So that warmth that you would be feeling is because there's damage, which is good damage. We want that to occur. Otherwise they won't be built back up and we won't be able to get stronger and bigger and whatever else. Because you have these like minor damages to the muscle, that requires nutrients, which means we require blood because that's how we transport our nutrients into the muscle. So therefore, you're going to feel that warmth for the next few days because there's more blood, which blood is also going to transfer heat, occurring, like getting sent to the muscle, as well as there is sort of certain like essentially chemical reactions which are occurring in order for that muscle to be built up again. And a byproduct of chemical reactions is heat as well. So we're doing all these like really minor, there's these small little things that are happening very passively in the body, which is going to lead to that extra warmth. And so that soreness comes from literally tearing the muscles in certain ways and our body being like, no, I need to recover.
I think you'll find not every chemical reaction produces heat. Some take heat.
That's true.
Exothermic and endothermic chemical reactions.
I love how Adam is trying to like... I'm giving you nothing for this one.
Chemical reactions do not always equal heat.
But for our circumstances today, the ones that do occur in the body do equal heat. You were saying that like, yeah, you kind of feel this constant soreness.
Yes.
This is more like a personal anecdote, but man, we just like came out of our Melbourne's most recent lockdown and this was the first time that I wasn't able to train during a lockdown, because before I like went and stayed with my folks where they had a garage and we essentially just set up a small gym there. But this time I was stuck in my apartment and no weights, no nothing. And I remember at the start of the third week, there was something I couldn't put my finger on it. There's like something that felt so wrong about my body.
Yeah. I think we were speaking about, I felt something similar. I felt sluggish. That's what I felt really sluggish because we were doing some, you know, we were training for a few weeks and we were just getting really into it. And then we got locked down. And after the 3 week period, I felt so sluggish and just so, it was weird. But now back into it, I feel great working out now. So,
which is an interesting time to start a gym podcast.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good thing. Yeah, good thing we planned that well.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I figured out less the sluggishness for me and more I realized that my muscles, for the first time since I've started training, were actually fully healed. Like I had no soreness in my body and I was like, something is so wrong here. Like
wrong is that your body is not in pain.
But it's not pain because it doesn't hurt. It's soreness, it's not pain.
Sure. You know,
like this is a sort of thing that I talk to with my clients.
Your body's like, it's good. We're fine. Oh my God. Holy shit.
It's that little dog with the fire around him. Like,
I'm fine. No, but it's like, this is something that I talk to with my clients and I find that the communication of it is really important. If your body's feeling sore, like if you're feeling that burning in the muscle, if they're feeling like really tight and tense, that's great. So we're going to call that soreness. But if you're feeling like an injury related pain, that is pain. So we want to keep that separate. But that soreness was gone and I could bend my arms and I wouldn't feel it. Like I just couldn't feel it because the muscles were like fully healed. They weren't having to work and like it just feels wrong.
You were describing sounds nice.
No, that sounds awful.
I actually don't know. So you describe as like having connections to your muscles, building connections to your muscles.
Yep.
I felt like I was just building some of those. And I felt like I lost it during the lockdown.
That's it. I 100% I couldn't speak to my muscles.
I lost that
properly.
Connection. You know, I had
I
my
I felt
muscles.
Lonely. Yeah. And I'm sure you had a very similar thing.
Yeah.
What's good is that stuff comes back.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Very quick, well. Very quickly.
Definitely the soreness.
Mm. Yeah.
But yeah, the point that I was trying to make in regards to DOMS is that they are an indicator that you have worked hard enough and that you will be feeling you will be creating adaptations if you do feel DOMS. However, they're not required. So essentially, if you aren't feeling them, but you are pushing your intensities, you're doing that like 7 to 9 RPE, so rate of perceived exertion, and you don't feel DOMS the next few days, that doesn't mean that you just wasted your workout. It doesn't mean that you didn't push it hard enough. You may have not pushed it hard enough, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you didn't. And you can still definitely grow and develop without them. So if you feel them, you 100% have created change. If you don't feel them, there's still a very good chance that you have, as long as you're working hard. So I think it's kind of getting rid of that mindset of no pain, no gain, because sometimes you can have no pain and you will still make good gain.
I don't know, but that one rhymes. Your one doesn't.
Yeah, my one's a little bit more elaborate.
Yeah, I don't know. This seems more right because of the rhyming, if I'm being honest.
Well, I think it was like Jane Fonda who said it, and so I trust Jane Fonda more than myself, so maybe it is right.
Jane Fonda knows what's going on.
She does. That is very true. Have you guys seen Grace and Frankie?
No, I haven't. No.
Oh, it's okay. We're not going to get it. Yeah. It's an incredible show.
We actually, I don't think we've mentioned a movie this episode. So, no, I think we do need to get anyone.
Highly recommend Grace and Frankie. Got to get through season one first. After that,
oh, I really hate shows like that.
I know.
I hate shows like that. The,
after your first 10 hours, it gets fun.
It gets good. I think that's just people Stockholming themselves.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like the tone of it in the first season is like so dark and dramatic, like not dark, but like just grim. But then after that, it becomes like a really nice comedy, like very. So awesome.
That's what Game of Thrones has done to me. Like,
I don't think it became a comedy.
Game of Thrones. No, I think is the reverse.
No, I don't think it ever became
but
a comedy.
It gets good after about 6 episodes. Well, it's not,
no, it got worse.
Yeah, well, apparently, sorry, it had a bad ending, didn't it?
Yeah, famously pretty no good.
Pretty panned. Yeah. Anyway, let's go through our recap for the episode.
All right. What I've got so far, clean eating does not equal losing weight.
Mm-hmm.
Carbs are not the enemy, obviously a related term. Lifting more every session is not necessarily the goal. For some reason, I've written down Zach equals heart toned again. Don't know why that's there.
I think we need to burn these notes and start again, but sure.
You always want to burn the notes.
And then
only these notes.
And then finally, I've got delayed onset muscle soreness, otherwise known as DOMS, isn't necessary after every session.
For growth and development.
For growth and development. Sure. Yep.
Perfect.
Well, anything I missed?
Nope.
Beautiful.
And on that note.
I'm a great note taker. And on that note.
Damn it, I want to do it. No, we're not
stopping
here.
You can do it, sure.
Here.
No, do it
I'm
then.
Doing it this time.
All right, go.
And on that note, I've been Zach.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Trent.
That felt good.
Woo! Oh, happy lifting.
Happy lifting.
If you say the first part, you got to say the last part.
I forgot the last part.
Thanks for listening to Super Gym Friends. Once again, we are not medical doctors, physiotherapists, or dietitians, so please check with a healthcare professional before making any changes. If you want to get in touch, email us at supergymfriends@gmail.com. And to continue the conversation or to speak directly to resident bumpy man Zach himself about in-person or online training, links to our Discord and Zach can be found in the show notes.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.